We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get right to our Wester hotline. Bills starting center Mitch Morris is standing by. You know, we know the offensive line is in flux and there could be a lot of changes and new starters. We're not worried about the center position because Mitch is going to have that job. Mitch, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
I appreciate y'all having me. Thanks.
Great to have you on the show. So listen, first off, you know, you're back out on the field. I know you went through the offseason surgery and missed a little time. How important from your standpoint was it just to be back out on the field and be getting reps with your new teammates?
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was highly important. I think just getting out there and getting continuity with the guys and just them understanding how I kind of go through a play and how they go through a play. It's just fun to be back out there.
What's that process like? We had John Brown on the show, and we were talking to him, Mitch, a little bit about, you know, the new receivers getting to know each other, getting to know the new quarterback. What's it like for an offensive line with all the changes up there and you guys getting to know each other up front?
Yeah, well, I think it's just knowing each other's intricacies of how one attacks a certain block or approaches a certain block and how you can kind of, if you're working together, kind of reaching that as well, understanding each other's strengths and weaknesses so that y'all can help each other out, kind of cover those up.
Was that, you know, again, you have training camp and hopefully everybody will be healthy and out there by the time you guys get to training camp. Is it any concern at all, or a negative, I guess, that a lot of guys have been injured, yourself included, and we're missing reps in the OTAs?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I hate to say it as a cliche, but it's just kind of part of the gig. Yeah, guys going to get hurt. It's a terrible part of the game, but it is part of the game, and we're pretty fortunate for the most part that most of these injuries are, not season ending, that a lot of these guys will be back for training camp. So, it's not the worst-case scenario. We'd rather be out there, but as injuries go, it couldn't have been better.
You mentioned, you know, you were talking about building chemistry with your new teammates along the offensive line. How do you, as the center quarterback relationship is so important. How do you, as the center, start building that relationship with Josh Allen?
Yeah, well, I think it starts with, you know, kind of getting to know the guy off the field, how he thinks, what makes him tick, and then on the field, just understanding how he analyzes a play, each person's got a kind of a script they go through in their head when they get a play, how they correlate it to everyone, how they relay that information, and then how they put it to use, how they break down a defense, how they go about it. So just understanding how he goes about that. To see how I can help him relay information, maybe from what I'm seeing, so that it can help him out, or maybe, you know, how he's going to give me information and give the offensive line. And it's just kind of, you know, back and forth like that.
You mentioned off the field. So how does that work? Are you, whenever you're in the building, or even if you're away from the building, are you and Josh trying to spend time together to get to know each other?
Yeah, I think it's a gradual process, right? He's a very, busy guy, and we both have families. It's just, grabbing a bite to eat here or there, if they have gatherings, kind of going out and just hanging out. It doesn't have to be all done in one day, but it's just, you casually figure out each guy. And right now, I'm not saying it's more important for me to know Josh as it is for me to know, Deion Dawkins, mm-hmm. but it definitely does help at the center quarterback position.
As a veteran center, Mitch, how do you think you can help develop a second-year quarterback?
Well, it's interesting you say that. It's just a little intricacies of each play, man. It's not like I'm just going to be sitting back there and telling him what I see on defense, because he's got a great bird's eye view, and he's a very intelligent player, and well on his way to be a superstar. So Whether it is off the field when we look at blitz tapes and stuff, or, you know, seeing how he looks at it, seeing how I look at certain defenses, and then just being, you know, clear and cut with communication, I think is going to be the biggest thing between us.
You when you signed here and you had your first, you know, your introductory press conference back then, you said one of the reasons why you signed here was Josh Allen. Why was it? What was it about Josh Allen that was on your list of reasons why you picked the Bills in free agency?
Yeah, that's a good question. These last few years, I was very fortunate to have quarterbacks like Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes, and what I learned is that to be successful in the league, you have to have a quarterback, and a good quarterback in that. And I think Josh fits all the boxes. I think he's on his way to be a very good quarterback, and I think we still have a lot of work to do as a whole offense, and he'll say the same thing, but we're looking forward to doing that.
Mitch, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes, who, you know, has the ability to run, to extend plays and throw the ball, or just to end up running himself. From a lineman's perspective, and you're blocking and you're in pass protection, you have another quarterback who does that as well. I mean, Josh Allen led the team in rushing last year. How does that impact you guys and how you approach your pass protection when you know you got a guy back there who can, you know, leave the pocket, run left, run right, run north, south? How does that – does it affect you at all when you're up front blocking?
You know, I think a lot of people think it does, but to be honest, it's nice to know that he can get out of the way if we mess up a block. But besides that, you as an offensive lineman want to block for however long the quarterback needs. And if the quarterback's running, it's not always the best look for y'all, but it's nice to have a quarterback. It's nice to have a mobile quarterback, and it helps extend plays. There's a difference between a quarterback extending plays and a quarterback running for his life. So for us, when we know we have a mobile quarterback, that is very nice. But we want him to be mobile on his own terms rather than us forcing him to be mobile.
I know obviously you're here now and you're concentrating on the Bills, but I'm curious, when you were in Kansas City, did you see last season coming from Patrick Mahomes? And part two, Mitch, I guess, you know, we all sit here talking about waiting for hopefully Josh Allen to develop. In Cleveland, it's Baker Mayfield. In New York, it's Sam Darnold. Why was Mahomes able to have that success at a young stage in his career?
That's also a really good question. I think he was, first of all, Pat's a really good guy. And he had a guy named Alex Smith, who he listened, he just sat next to and took in everything from Alex that first year he was there. Alex is one of the most, is maybe the most confident professional I've ever been around, football wise. And just every minute of the day he had some purpose, and he wasn't wasting any moments. So kind of him learning from that, and then it was kind of the perfect storm, which we had some really good players around us last year, and Pat's got a special talent, but the cool thing is that I see this incredible competitive nature, this great arm talent, and the will to want to be great. And to be honest, that's most of the battle, and I know that. It's tough being a quarterback, especially a young quarterback, but he's got last year to draw on, and I think he can be really special this year.
So the day when you were introduced, we learned about you, that you are a big San Antonio Spurs fan. Are you rooting for Kawhi Leonard, or do you see him as a traitor?
If I wasn't an athlete myself, I would maybe be crass and be kind of malice towards Kawhi Leonard, but you really never know what's going on behind the scenes, man, especially medical stuff. So I was a little upset, but to be honest, I wish nothing but the best, and it's nice to see him doing well.
I can't believe a Spurs fan would root for the Warriors anyway. Yeah. So
That's interesting you say that as an athlete. That's a very big topic in the last 24 hours with Kevin Durant Raptors fans that cheered, not that he's hurt, but that he's going to be gone. And, as a sports fan, you get caught up in those moments. And I guess as an athlete, have you found that since you become a professional athlete, does it remove passion for other sports that you watch?
Yeah, I think you put yourself in those positions, absolutely. I think you gain passions for guys and what position they're in, especially health-wise. And you never really know what's going on with someone, and that's something I've learned, is that if someone says they're hurting, I give them the benefit of the doubt because they're hurting. Because these guys are so competitive, there's no way in hell they want to sit out and miss out and not help the teammates. It's just not in their blood, so... Yeah, that was upsetting to see, and I'm sure the Toronto fans will learn from that and go forward.
So last thing for you, Mitch, before we let you go. When you got here, you were asked about hockey. I believe that day you were going to a Sabres game. Have you started getting a – what?
What day was that? When was that game?
March, early March, early to mid-March?
Yeah, you know, I talked a big game, and I forgot that I had a free agent dinner I was going to have to go to.
Oh, okay, so you never got to the game.
I ended up going to the last home game, and it was a good big win. It was fun to watch, man. But I've been going to these Bandits games.
Oh, okay.
Those are a hoot, man. Those are a blast.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you need help on hockey, go talk to Trey White. He's got a hockey academy that he started last year, so he'll help you out.
I sure will, man. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks for coming on with us, Mitch. Have a great year. We appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Yeah, y'all take it easy now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.